Last week, our sister Grace shared with us from Micah that we need to humble ourselves and pray.
上禮拜, Grace 姊妹带领我们劝我们要去以谦卑怜悯去为神的人去祷告。
Prayer is essential, like breathing for a Christian life.
祷告对基督徒来讲就好像呼吸一样是非常之重要。
And when we pray, God almost always answers us in two ways.
当我们祷告的时候，神一定会祷告，通常以两个方法回应。
He answers us by changing us from within.
祂会应我们祷告，首先会转化我们内在。
When we pray, He answers our prayers by changing our perspective, changing our heart, changing the way we think.
我们祷告的时候，神回答，祂会改变我们怎样看事情，或者改变我们的心意。
By allowing us to see the way He sees instead of how we have seen.
神会改变我们，让我们看到祂所见到的。
And also, when we pray, He moves our heart. Sometimes our heart of stone, He changes, He moves, He molds our hearts.
当我们祷告的时候，神会转化我们的心，有时候会将我们好像石头一样的心去软化，有时候会去感动我们。Not
only does God answer our prayers through changing from within, but also He is able to, and He has the power, and He has the desire to change our outer circumstances.
神亦都是神自己的心意，祂听我们祷告的时候，神是自己很希望我们的心意，跟祂一样。
Even though we see from the scriptures how God answers the prayers of His people by changing the outer circumstances,
亦都另外一个神回答祷告的方法，就是祂会 他听他的子民祷告的时候，他会改变外在的环境。
And throughout the scripture, we see how powerful, how magnificent God is, and how He answers the prayers of His people.
我们圣经里面看到很多很多，见到神是极之伟大，是祂会应允祂孩子祂子民的祷告。
In miraculous and powerful ways.
奇妙奥妙极伟大的方法。
Even though we read about those miracles and healings and deliverance and help from the Lord,
我们看到很多故事，很多人物经过神的帮助，经过神的拯救、挽回、医治。
When we pray, it seems like most of us pray with the expectation of God answering us in a formal, in a way of changing us from within.
我们祷告的时候，我们有时候期待神正在改我们里面。
Rather than with the assurance that God is able to and has power to change the outer circumstance.
让我们可以更加确定，神是一定会改变我们内心，并且改变外在的环境。
But I want to tell each and every one of us in this room that God, it is God's desire, it is God's will to be glorified through us.
我告诉你们，是神的心意，也是祂非常大的渴求，要我藉着我们每一个人去荣耀祂自己。
It is God's desire for us to experience His power, His miracle, His glory.
也是神的愿望，让我们经历祂的大能，祂的祷告，经历祂的荣耀。
Because through us and through those who witness His power, God wants to be glorified.
也都经过我们，神能够藉着我们荣耀祂。
And it is through our prayers God wants to accomplish this.
神也都藉着我们祷告，祂能够达成祂的愿望。
So how can we, people of God, be able to pray so that whatever we pray for, God answers?
我们身为神的子民，我们怎样祈祷而能够达到神的心意呢？
How can we pray so that we may be able to experience His power?
我们应该怎样祷告，以致我们可以经历神的能力？
How can we pray so that Not only us, but others around us will witness His glory through our prayers.
我哋应该点样祈祷，让我哋身边嘅人咧，藉住我哋祷告，经历神嘅大能，经历神佢自己。
Some of you may be thinking, "Oh, are we trying to change God? Are we trying to manipulate God?"
可能大家会谂，我哋系咪喺度想改变神咧？系咪我哋想操控上帝咧
？No, not at all.
唔系。
Powerful prayer does not entail us changing or manipulating God or getting what we desire.
大能嘅祷告唔系要神帮我哋争取我哋想要嘅，乃系跟随神嘅渴望以求。
This morning, I would like to share with you a story of Elijah from 1 Kings chapter 18.
今日我想分享嘅喺《列王记上》十八章一至二节，关于以利亚。
Elijah was a man of prayer.
以利亚系合神祷告心意嘅人。
A man of powerful prayer.
佢系一个大能祷告者。
When he prayed, he was able to experience God's glory. And people around him experienced God's power when he prayed.
当以利亚祷告嘅时候，唔单止佢自己经历神嘅大能、神嘅荣耀，并且以利亚身边嘅人都一齐经历。
So as we look at how he prayed, as we look at life of Elijah, God will teach us the manner. God will teach us the attitude. God will teach us the way in which we can pray so that we can experience His glory and His power.
我哋一齐睇以利亚生命，我哋睇到我哋会将会学习啊，以利亚佢嘅态度、佢嘅人品、佢嘅生命，点样神藉住佢去教育我哋。
So let us read from 1 Kings chapter 18 verses 41 through 45.
我哋一齐睇列王记上十八章四十一节至四十二。
I'll read in English. Okay. Then Elijah said to Ahab, "Go get something to eat and drink, for I hear a mighty rainstorm coming." So Ahab went to eat and drink, but Elijah climbed to the top of Mount Carmel and bowed low to the ground and prayed with his face between his knees.
中文一起读四十一节。以利亚对阿哈说：你现在可以上去吃喝，因为有多雨的响声了。阿哈就上去吃喝。以利亚上了加密山顶，屈身在地，将脸伏在两膝之中。
Then he said to his servant, "Go and look out toward the sea." The servant went and looked, then returned to Elijah and said, "I didn't see anything." Seven times Elijah told him, "Go and look."
四十三节，对仆人说：你上去向海观看。仆人就上去观看，说：没有什么。他说：你再去观看，如此七次。
Finally, the seventh time, his servant told him, "I saw a little cloud about the size of a man's hand rising from the sea." Then Elijah shouted, "Hurry to Ahab and tell him, 'Climb into your chariot and go back home. If you don't hurry, the rain will stop you.'"
四十四节，第七次仆人说，我看见有一小片云从海里上来，不过如人手那样大。以利亚说，你上去告诉阿哈，当套车下去，免得被雨阻挡。
And soon the sky was black with clouds. A heavy wind brought a terrific rainstorm, and Ahab left quickly for Jezreel.
四十五节，霎时间天因风云黑暗降下大雨，阿哈就坐车往耶斯列去了。
Let us pray.
我哋祷告。
Father God, it is your desire as your children to pray to you day and night.
我哋天父啊，呢个系你嘅心愿，要你这孩子每日夜咁向你祷告。
Lord, you have revealed to us, we do not receive because we do not ask.
主啊，你启示俾我哋知道，我哋得唔着，因为我哋冇求。
But Lord, you know, Lord, about our struggles with prayer.
主啊，你知道我哋喺祷告里边嘅挣扎。
Lord, you know, many times when we prayed, but Lord, We receive nothing.
主啊，你都知道我哋祷告好多次，但系我哋得唔到。
Lord, many times we will pray, but Lord, we did not hear you, nor have we experienced your glory.
主啊，好多次我哋祷告，我哋冇唔单止冇经历你，并且咩都得唔到。
Lord, at this time, Lord, I pray that you will teach each and every one of us how you want us to pray.
主啊，求你带教导我哋，带我哋点样祷告。
And Lord, we know for sure when we pray in accordance of your will that you will answer us.
主啊，帮助我哋，等我哋祈祷以你嘅心意祈祷嘅时候，我哋好知道，好确信，一定会成就。
So teach us your ways through your word.
主啊，求你藉住你话语教导我哋。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
奉主耶稣基督嘅名求。Amen.
At this time, the kingdom of Israel was not in a good shape.
呢一刻，以色列国是非常之差的环境里面。
Because the king Ahab had a wife named Jezebel, and she was not a woman of God.
因为阿哈王他娶了老婆叫耶洗别，他不是敬拜神的女人。
Instead of serving the one and only God, the true God, Yahweh.
他不单止没有敬拜唯一的真神耶和华
The God of Israel
以色列的主
Even as a Israel's king, queen she served Baal, an idol
而耶洗别他身为以色列国的皇后他不单止没有敬拜耶和华并且他拜的是巴力
Unfortunately, instead of King Ahabbeing devoted and faithful to God of Israel, he gave himself in to his wife's demands.
而阿哈王他并没有 去保持自己单一的敬拜神，他都将自己放弃，去随从自己去敬拜巴力。
Instead of serving God wholeheartedly, Ahab began to worship the God of his wife.
阿哈亦都冇专心单一嘅敬拜耶和华，佢亦都开始敬拜巴力。
And subsequently, this became the yeast, Y-E-A-S-T, that puffs up.
亦都因为咁，国王国后国皇后都敬拜巴力嘅时候，让以色列种下一个嘅祸嘅种子。
Israelites began to abandon God. And they began to follow Baal.
他们生命开始抛弃神，并且开始跟从巴力。
Because their king was devoted to Baal.
因为他们的国王和国后是敬拜巴力。
Baal was an idol.God of the Palestine.
巴力是巴勒斯坦巴勒斯坦的偶像。
He was God of fertility, rainstorm.
他是生产力的神，并且是赐下雨的神。
And so, when times got rough, when there was no rain, when there was drought, Israel began to worship Baal.
咁当以色列冇水、冇嘢食、冇农作物嘅时候，以色列人开始敬拜巴力。
Instead of being faithful to God，
佢哋冇单一嘅服侍神、敬拜神。
And so, in order to teach Israelites a lesson, Elijah said to Israel in chapter 17 of 1 Kings, verse 1.As the Lord, the God of Israel lives, whom I serve, there will be neither dew nor rain in the next few years except at my word.
以利亚为了要教育以色列人，俾佢哋知道 神是一个怎样的神，他在十七章第二节又说临到伊利亚说第一节以利亚同对阿哈说，我指着所侍奉永生耶和华以色列的神起誓，这几年我若不祷告必不降怒不下雨。
So there was no rain in the land for over 3 years.
那个地方超过三年一滴雨都没有。
You know, my parents farm back in Georgia.
我父母在 Georgia 那里有一个大的农场。
And even if you don't water just for one day,
如果你一日不淋雨不淋花，
the plants wither.
所有植物会死。
If you don't water for a couple of days, you see the leaves turn brown and the plant dies.
如果你几日都不淋雨，你见到啲叶发黄，并且个植物会死。
But imagine no rain for 3 years.
想象下三年一滴雨都冇。
Unfortunately, Israelites, instead of repenting and turning to God, they continued to seek after Baal.
以色列人不幸地，他们没去找寻求耶和华，但他继续去追求巴力。
They continued to worship. They continued to pray to Baal. Baal, send down rain.
他们竟然还继续向巴力祷告，呼求敬拜，求巴力去降下雨来。
These are the Israelites. These are the king of Israel.
这些就是以色列人和以色列的国王国后。
Wow, you know, like, if I was an Israelite living during that time, if there was no rain, even for, I don't know, a couple of months or a year, I would have given up.
如果我是以色列人，我在当里面几个月我就放弃了。
It was useless.
都没用。
But then again, see how hardened their hearts were.
我们看看他们的心是多么硬。
How unfaithful these people were.
是多么对耶和华不顺从。
Instead of repenting and turning to God, they continue, they continue, they continue to cling after and trust in Baal to bring rain.
他们可以悔改归向耶和华，但他们继续敬拜巴力。
And so today's story is Elijah praying after 3.5 years for rain.
因为故事讲到以利亚三年半后冇雨，佢为以色列民祷告。
Elijah's name in Hebrew means Yahweh is my Lord.
以利亚嘅名字原文代表耶和华是我神。
And he wanted to see the revival in the land.
他好想见到这个地方有从神而来的更新复苏。
He wanted to see with his own eyes people turning back to God. He wanted to see King Ahab turning back to God. He wanted to see the revival in the land.
以利亚好想见到国民回转归向上帝，他希望见到人的心回转归向神。
Unfortunately, King Ahab continued to be a puppet king of his wife.
但是可悲的是，阿哈王他是一个好像被国后操控的傀儡。
Instead of fearing God, he feared his wife.
他本身可以敬畏耶和华，但是他惊的，敬畏的是他太太。
A king who feared not God, but man.
一个唔惧怕上帝、唔敬畏神嘅皇帝，但系佢却敬畏嘅系佢太太。
A king who should be the representative, the one who sets an example to faithfully follow God, he continued to follow Baal.
国王本身系要定立一个最高嘅标准啊，让国民去跟从，但系佢却去敬拜巴力。
And to prove the point that Baal is not God.It's just a false image. It's false idol. Has no power. But God of Israel is the one who is one and only God and who has the power to bring rain.
我们叫巴力神，他是没用，是一个偶像，但只有耶和华是有能力叫雨降下。
We see in verse 42, Elijah climbed up to the Mount Carmel.And bowed low to the ground and prayed with his face between his knees.
喺42节，我哋见到阿哈就上去吃喝，以利亚去咗加密山顶，屈身在地，将脸伏在两膝之中，佢祷告。
I want us to look at this description, how Elijah prayed.
我想大家睇下以利亚系点样祷告。
He did not pray by standing out, raising his arm. Oh God, bring down rain.
佢唔系站企喺度，举起双手话神啊，降下雨来。
Instead, he bowed down and put his face between his knees. I don't know how you can do that because I have a you know pretty big stomach. It doesn't bend down, but he did.
以利亚佢选择方法系屈身在地，成块面摆喺膝头哥嘅中间。我唔知点做啊，因为牧师话佢有个肚腩。
It was very uncomfortable.
系一个好唔舒服嘅位置。
There was no padding. It was on top of the mountain. Hey, he knelt down.
你山顶度冇垫垫住，系好唔舒服啊。
He put his face between his knees. He knelt down and he prayed.
佢将块面摆喺两个膝头中间，跪下屈身在地咁向神祷告。
What does this tell us?
咁代话俾我哋听啲乜嘢咧
？This tells us that his attitude was that of submission to God.
我哋睇到系佢嘅态度系完全顺服，对神完全嘅顺服。
He acknowledged, God, it is not me who can bring down the rain. It is you.
他肯定是上帝，只有上帝能够带下雨来，不是我。
He prayed with the attitude of humility and acknowledging that God is the one who is able to answer.
他带着一个爱人的心，怜悯的心，也都是去承认上帝，只有上帝是神。
In verse 43, we see the manner in which he prayed. He said, go and look out toward the sea, he told his servant. And the servant went, looked, and returned to Elijah and said, I didn't see anything. And Elijah told him 7 times, go and look.
43节，我们看到以利亚他的心怀 是代表什么呢？我们看到他 跟他仆人说，你想 去望海，仆人就去就话冇乜嘢，但系以利亚再叫仆人，你再去睇，讲咗7次。
Even when his servants probably told him in first few times, I didn't see anything, he was not discouraged.
喺43节见到，虽然仆人讲咗几次冇啊冇啊冇，但系见到以利亚佢冇气馁。
He did not stop praying, but he continued to persistently pray.
佢冇放弃，同埋但系佢仲继续坚持、坚持、坚持祷告。
And that's the way.In which God wants us to pray.
这个都是上帝希望我们这样的祷告。
Just like the persistent widow who wanted justice.
就是见到那个的寡母亲坚持持续不断的祷告。
One day I met this pastor and I told him, he was a pastor of in his early 60s, and I told him about how I got married and how I had to pray for over 2 years.
因为我遇到一个牧师的朋友，他大概60岁，我跟他说我怎样祈祷了2年，为着我的太太祈祷2年。
I never seen a man who left so much than him, and he told me, you know, I got married when I was 45.
那这位牧师就很开心笑笑笑，这牧师跟他说我45岁才结婚。
You're telling me about your struggles of praying for a wife for 2 years? I pray for 25 years.
牧师同佢讲，你同我讲你祷告2年为婚姻，我祈祷咗25年啊。
But God answered his prayer because of his persistence, because he did not give up.
神应允佢祷告，因为佢冇放弃，因为佢坚持。
So up to this point, you probably know that yes, we need to pray with humble hearts, acknowledging it is God who answers. And we need to pray persistently, continuously.
如果你见到我哋唔单止带住嗰个为人爱人嗰个心去祷告，并且知道只有神能够应允祷告，同埋要持续不断嘅祷告。
But today I want to share with you another important lesson, another important element that we need to have in mind when we pray.
我想再分享最后一样，另外一样好紧要、好紧要嘅重要嘅因素。
And it comes from verse 1 of First Kings 18, and it says this.
在列王记上十八章第一至二节。
It's on the last slide.
过了许久了。
God told him, before Elijah prayed for rain, God told him, later on in the third year of the drought, Lord said to Elijah, go and present yourself to King Ahab, tell him that I will soon send rain.
在以利亚祷告之前，神有同以利亚讲，你说你去叫阿哈德见你，我要降雨在地上。
God reveals to us this morning, this is important.
神启示这一点非常重要。
Even before Elijah prayed for rain, he consistently prayed to God day and night. And he was so intimate with God.
在以利亚为人求神啊，求神降雨之前啊，他已经每日日夜夜同神有个非常之亲密的关系，日日都来到神面前去祷告。
He knew what God desired and God wanted for him to pray for.
以利亚清楚神的心意，知道神想他代求啲乜嘢。
When he prayed, his prayer was aligned with God's desire.
所以当以利亚祷告的时候，他所祈的是同神的心意一样。
It was God's desire to bring down rain after 3.5 years.
亦都是神的心意要降雨在地上。
And so being in tune with God, all Elijah did was pray for what God wanted to do.
所以既然以利亚已经知道神的心意是怎样，以利亚所要做的就是为着神的心意祷告。
And I want to tell you, this is the key in which we can experience power. We can experience God's glory. We can experience Him working through our prayer.
而这一点是最重要，因为呢也都只有这样的祷告，你一定能够经历神的荣耀，神的大能，并且经历祂自己。
Have you ever wondered, God, I've prayed for this person to receive salvation. God, I pray for this person to receive healing. God, I pray for this person to receive your care, your provision.
有没有需要为人祷告，求神去让福音临到他，求神为着他的医治祷告，也都为着他能够经历神，感受到神的爱而祷告。
I had this issue. I pray persistently with the attitude of submission and humility to the Lord, but God didn't answer many times.
我好多时候都存着谦卑的心，去为着爱人的缘故去祷告，亦都为神的心意祷告，但是有时候真的没有。
Because I did not pray the way He wanted me to pray.
因为我没有按住神要我祷告的方法去祷告。
But I want us to be assured from this passage, when Elijah prayed what God wanted him to pray, the desire that God has given him in his heart.
但我想你们更加确实的知道，以利亚清楚神的心意，所以他可以为着神的心意祷告。
That God answered his prayer, and everyone in Israel witnessed how when Elijah prayed to God of Israel, that God sent down rain, not Baal, but God of Israel.
因着以利亚为着神的心意祷告的时候，全地以色列民全部都经历神，亦都见证雨降下来。
How wonderful is that?
是何等的美丽。
Today we are going to put this into practice.
我们今天一起练习。
Friday night, Pastor Jim was rushed to the emergency room.
星期五晚Pastor Jim 牧师啊，英文部 FBC 的牧师，他送咗去急症室。
The blood vessel in his brain ruptured, and he had suffered stroke.
他的脑血管爆咗，所以他脑中风。
As I was praying for him on Friday night, God reminded me of a verse.
当我为他祷告的时候，神让我想起一节经文。
Because I did not just pray for healing. I asked God, God, what is it? What is your desire? How do you want me to pray? What do you want me to pray?
我不单止为他的医治祷告，我亦都问神神啊，你要我点样为他祷告？
Can you give me a verse for me to pray?
主啊，俾我一节经文，让我知道点样祷告。
And the verse I was reminded came from 1 John chapter 1 verse 5.
咁个经文喺约翰前书一章。
And it says, our Lord shines light, and the darkness cannot overcome it.
我们主是光明，没有任何黑暗能够战胜祂。
So with that in mind, let us pray with our humble hearts. Let us pray with the attitude of submission and acknowledging it is God who answers.
我们祷告的是上帝，也都知道只有祂能够。
And let us not just pray for once or twice, but let us persistently pray by holding on to what He has revealed to us.
我们不单只是一次两次祷告，我们继续坚持，因为我们知道神的心意，继续按着祂的心意祷告。
And experience God answering our prayers by healing Pastor Jim.
我们会经历神的大能。 因为我们会见证了神医治牧者。
So let us pray.
我们祷告。
Let us spend some time praying for Pastor Jim for his healing so that he may be able to continue to preach God's word.
让我们为 Pastor Jim祷告， 让他得医治， 也让他继续可以将神的话语传讲下去。
Father, we come before you as one body, Lord.
主，我们教会的肢体走在一起，去向你祷告。
Lord, Pastor Jim is not just a pastor of Foothill Baptist Church.
Pastor Jim不是只是Foothill的牧者。
But Lord, he is a family.
主，他是我们家庭一份子。
And Lord, we pray for our brother in Christ.
我们为着我们基督的弟兄祷告。
Father, you said you shine light in darkness and darkness will not overcome it.
主啊，你是光，你说在你里面毫无黑暗。
Father, we hold on to your promises and we pray persistently with humble hearts, with submission.
主啊，你知道你是神，主啊，我们带着我们谦卑的心，你确实相信你就是那位神，我们来祷告。
For your power and your glory to be revealed.
让你的大能，让你的荣耀彰显。
For us to experience that you are living God. For the non-believers to see you are God who is able to heal. Father, as we pray, Lord, reveal your glory and your power to us. Lord, we pray that your servant will be able to recover quickly and be healed so that he could continue to preach your word. Father, you have taught us how we should pray. Lord, you are able to change the circumstances. Lord, you are God who is without limit to your power.
主啊，你嘅大能系冇限制嘅。
Father, help us for our hearts and our desires and our prayers to be aligned with you.
主啊，让我哋嘅心、我哋嘅心意、我哋嘅目标同你嘅愿望心意一样。
Through reading and meditating upon your word that you have already revealed to us.
藉住你已经向我哋启示嘅圣经，我哋同你个人嘅时间去启示俾我哋见到。
Through our prayer life that reminds us of all the things that you have said and spoke in the scriptures.
当我们祷告的时候，主啊，你就向我们彰显我们以往看过的经文，你教导我的东西。
So that we know you more.
让我们更加认识你。
We know what you desire. We know and we can pray what you want us to pray.
让我们更加认识你的心意，能够摸清你的心，更加明白，深切地相信你的心怀。
And Lord, may we experience your glory.
主，让我们经历你的荣耀。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。 Amen.